Hi guys, welcome to the latest Couch with Mary Koba Kowate, the podcast that helps you be better at being you one step at a time. As always, I would love to start by saying a very big thank you to you for your likes, your shares, your comments across all social media platforms. You're helping me spread the words of this podcast further, faster, and for that I'm thankful. It's actually amazing that the podcast is in about 16, 17 countries of the world with people listening from all over the world, different nations of the world. It's amazing. I know it's not just me. I know it's because you are there and because you're sharing and you're getting people on board. And I'm really, really thankful for that. So how are you? How are you doing? How was your week? Happy Easter. Yeah. It's Resurrection Sunday. Oh, Simi, I'm feeling like one radio host right now. Happy Easter. Please take our time to rest. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sleep in, rest, have fun, and be good. Rest, sleep. Sleep around the clock. Don't come out of bed till like 11, 12. Yes. Don't come out of bed. Just stay in bed. Be lazy today, be lazy tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, you can get all busy again. Yeah. I really hope you're good. Yeah, I do hope you're good. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm great. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. No serious gist. I'm fine. So, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about forgiving and forgetting. Yeah, this was actually born out of a discussion I had with someone within the week, you know, last week. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to use this topic for today's podcast episode. And the reason behind it is that I've seen people oftentimes say forgive and forget when something happens, when there is a bad incident or someone is hurt. They just say forgive and forget. And oftentimes, I've also wondered how possible it is to actually forgive and forget something that has happened. When someone has been hurt, when someone has been offended, what is the possibility of actually forgiving the person who hurt you, the person who offended you, the person who left such a dent on your personality, on your identity, on your character? How possible is it for you to forgive that person and forget the incidents and the hurts? Honestly, how possible is it? How true is it? You know, we have this saying has been passed from generation to generation. Is there something wrong with it? Is it truly achievable? You know, these are questions I've asked myself. These are questions that I've heard people ask. And with life happening to me, I've come to this conclusion that, yes, it's possible to forgive. Very possible. It's possible for you to see someone who has hurt you so deeply, so badly, and then forgive the person. Yes, it's possible. Very, very possible to forgive. But then when it comes to forgetting, I don't think it's possible to forget. I don't think it's possible to forget, because in order for you to forget, it means you have to wipe your memory. It means you have to format a part of your brain. It means you have to block a part of your memory from coming out. That's the only way you can forget, because there are things that happened to me when I was a child. I still have memories from my childhood, like, I don't mean negative memories. I mean, just some events that happened, like the very first day I went to school. Yes, perfect child, nursery and primary school in Lagos. I still remember that day. I remember how they dragged me out of the house. I remember how I was crying in school and they had to get my sister to come get me. And I also remember how I came back home afterwards with my new school uniform and I was extremely excited to show it off to everyone at home. Now, I'm talking about some 23 years back, 22 years back, and I still have those memories. So how is it possible to forget a memory? How is it possible to forget an event that has happened in my life, especially one that my emotions are tied to, especially one that my feelings are tied to? Because when people have been hurt, when people have been brought into a point where their emotions have been affected, they cannot forget. Yes, they can. People can't forget, especially when their emotion is tied to it. You know, there are some things that happen. Like, okay, let me use myself and my husband for example. There are some things that happen between myself and my husband, and my husband would be like, okay, tell me when it has happened before. And I'll tell him something like, I can't remember the exact incident, I can't remember what happened, but I can remember that I have felt this way before. I remember that you've done something that made me feel this the way I'm feeling now. I felt it before. Why? Because when it happened the other time, my emotions were tied to it. My emotions were affected. So yes, it's very, very possible to forgive. It's very, very possible to come to that point where you're like, okay, I forgive you. You hurt me. Yes, you did hurt me, and it was really bad, but I forgive you, I let it go, and we are cool. But then the forgetting part, I'm not so sure it's possible. I don't believe it's possible, at least for the length of years I've been here. And then I've listened to other older people who are like 20 years older than me, 30 years older than me, tell me that, hey, it's not possible to forget. So don't put yourself under the pressure of trying to forget something. If you have been hurt, if your emotions have been affected, do not put yourself under the pressure of forgetting. If you are forcing yourself to forget it, it means that you've not honestly come to that point where you have forgiven the person. If you say, oh, it's fine, I've forgiven you, I've forgotten about like the events, it's fine, we can still be friends, we are still cool, it's a lie. It's a lie. You have not gotten over the event. You have not honestly forgiven the person, because all you're trying to do is bury your hurts under some false reality, trying to believe that this person is not capable of doing what the person did, or this person is so important in my life, I cannot afford to lose the person. So instead of confronting the fact that, hey, you hurt me, hey, you did something really, really bad, and I do not like it, and I need space, you know, you create boundaries, I need space for the next few days, for the next 1 week, for as long as it takes, but I don't really want you in my corner for now. When I'm ready to talk, I will talk. I'll come out to you. You know, you just actually confront the fact that I have been hurt. Most people try to act all strong. Most people try to act, I got it all together. But no, No, you actually acting as though your emotions were not affected or something did go wrong doesn't mean you have it together. Because time down the line, months down the line, years down the line, something would happen to you that would trigger those emotions, and then you start reacting in ways you never thought you could react because you did not confront the problem when it happened at first. Let's use example of people who have been hurt by their partners. Let me use an example of someone who's cheating. Like, this is just an example. Someone who has a partner who cheats a lot, and then you're cool with, like, you're acting as though there's nothing going on, you're fine, after all, these days they say men that don't cheat don't exist. That is some people's perspective, totally not my perspective. So you're cool with dating this guy, he's always cheating on you, and you're acting fine, like, okay, because I don't want to lose him. Then at the end of the day, you now lose him. At the end of the day, the relationship ends. And then you're now dating this really cool guy who honestly, he's not cheating on you, who honestly means you well, like he really wants to do right by you. But then because you didn't confront the baggage you had or the hurt you had from the other relationship before coming into this one, and then you now see him with a girl, and something in you just starts ticking, something in you just starts getting angry, you start acting up, you don't know where it's coming from, you just realize that you are flipping. in less than time. You're just angry. You don't want to do the dinner anymore. You don't want to go out anymore. You don't want to pick his calls anymore. And he's asking you, hey babe, what's going on? And you're not saying anything. It's because deep down you know where it's coming from, but you're refusing to confront it. You're acting all, I've forgiven him, I've forgotten about it. Mm-mm, no, you are not forgotten. You are hiding it. You know how, I don't know how many of you did this, but I'm not trying to say I'm not a nice person. But you know how growing up, you are sweeping the house. I don't know how many of you did it. Yes, I did it. Yeah, my sins are forgiven. When you are sweeping the house growing up, and then you're about to sweep around the chair, and then you will just sweep some of the dirt under the chair. Instead of it to sweep it where you pack it, you just sweep them under the chair. Or you sweep some of those dirt under the carpet. Or you will not even sweep the carpet at all. You just sweep around it. Yeah, you did it too. Good! Am I the only one who did it? Great! It doesn't take away the fact that there's still trash under the carpet or there's still dirt under the chair. It's still there. Someday you have to take that carpet up or move those chairs in order to sweep out those dirt. Someday. The same with our emotions. If you keep acting as though you are not hurt or you are not offended, something is going to happen someday that would bring out those hurts and those emotions and those pains. So you really, honestly, need to ask yourself some questions. You need to honestly confront these issues. Now, the first step to actually going on this whole is forgetting possible is to actually come to the point where you realize forgetting is not possible. Forgetting is not possible. It's not possible because this event, the hurts, whatever happened that hurt you, it happened. It was an actual event and it happened to you. It's not a story that someone told you. It's a life event that happened to you. So it's in your memory. So forgetting is not possible. There's no way you can forget. There's no how. You can't erase it from your memory. You can't. And then it's also unfair for people. It's also unfair for people to tell others that they should forget when they've been hurt or something that hurt them. No, if you're part of those people that give that kind of advice, stop it. Don't tell people to forget. Learn to tell people to take their time to heal. Learn to tell people to take their space. How long is it taking you? Just take your time out, as long as it takes. But just be sure you're doing it right. Just be sure that you're opening up your heart to forgive. You're opening up your heart to heal. You're opening up your emotions to actually heal. Don't just tell people forgive and forget like nothing happened. No, someone has been hurt. Someone's emotions has been trampled on. Yes. So the person needs time to actually process this. So you cannot forget. You cannot forget. You cannot. That one is impossible because it happened to you and it's a memory that is there. And then the next step is for you to actually see that to move on, to get away from this stuff takes time. It does take time. It does take time. Hey, it takes time. I know what I'm saying. Like, personally, I had this issue with someone very, very, very close to me, someone very dear to me. Happened, like I opened up my heart, you know, and welcomed this person like I was completely unawares. Like, you know how you just open your heart to someone and the person comes in and I'm all happy, you know. I'm actually that kind of a person. I'm very, very free with people. But then comes in and deliberately tries to cause a rift in my relationship, like deliberately, consistently, like mastermind planned out everything day after day, action after action, deliberately. And I was so naive of the fact that this was what the person was trying to do until it became a very big issue and it became a very big event that hurts me more than words can say. I'm really serious. It hurts very, very bad. And my husband was telling me at that point to, He was like, babe, I know this happened. I admit you are hurt, but don't talk about it. I don't want us to talk about it again. I don't want you to bring it up again. I don't want you to remember it. For him, I'm sure he felt, if I don't talk about it, if I act as though it never happened, it was going to help me. But then, he is my best friend. There are some things I can't talk to people. Like, I want to talk to him about everything. So him putting a restriction on that incident and saying, let's not talk about it, because of how it almost affected our relationship and our home, just made it look like, okay, I can't talk to you about this. So it's created this resentment in my heart for the other person. It was so bad that if I see the person's name, like, I can be cool with my husband right now. We are cool, we are okay, we are happy, we are fine. And then the person just calls and I see the person's name pop up on the phone. My emotion changes. My emotion changes. It took months, it took time, it took a while for me to get to the point where I could actually call the person and, like, I'm fine. Where I could actually forgive, like, I actually forgave the person, but then I just couldn't believe the person could hurt me that bad. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The process takes time. Moving on takes time. Am I at that point where my heart is fully open to the person? No. To be sincere, I'm honestly not at that point. I'm not at that point at all. But am I better than I was some months back? Extremely. Extremely better. Now her name pops up and I don't care. Like, I don't care. Like, okay, you're good, you're fine, all right, your business. Send money, you know, give my honor, give my time. You need me, I'm there for you, you know. But it took time. I'm talking about way back 2019, right? Early 2020, like, this is over a year. So this is over a year of me trying to process. Over a year of me trying to heal. And I'm sincere with myself, telling myself, I'm not there yet, but I'm better. So it takes time. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't rush yourself. Just be sure that you're doing the right thing. You're actually open to forgiving. You're actually open to healing and letting these emotions go. Yeah. And then, of course, we know it's very, very possible for you to forgive. I've said that before. It's possible for you to forgive. But even as you are forgiven, please, darling, there should be boundaries. There should be boundaries. There should be boundaries. Set boundaries. Don't give that person an opportunity again to hurt you. Do not. Don't put yourself in the place where you experience the same hurt over and over and over again. No. Once bitten, twice shy. You remember that thing, right? Yeah. Don't get to that point where it's just you, where you get hurt by the same thing over and over again. Don't. Set healthy boundaries. Don't be too hard on yourself that you are not forgetting. It's okay that you can't forget an incident because it is a life incident that happened to you. It's okay that you can't forget it. But be on the path of healing. Honestly, forgive the person. Acknowledge the fact that you've been hurt. Acknowledge the fact that someone hurt you. Acknowledge the fact that at this point in time, you are angry with the person. You don't want to see the person. You don't want to talk to this person. But then also open your heart up to see that, hey, okay, I can actually forgive you. And I want to forgive you. I forgive you. And even when I think about the incidents, I still feel angry and pained again. But I'm not going to use it against you. I'm still going to be kind to you. I'm still going to honor you. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to be there for you as much as I can. But I'm not going to put myself in a situation to let you do the same thing to me again. No matter how nice I want to be to you. You might not be deserving of it, but I'm willing to be kind to you. I love you always. And until this time next Sunday, do your best to forgive. And do not be hard on yourself if you can't forget the incident. Stay safe.